Justin Kluth, who threw a 300, perfect game last week. Hopefully he got that out of his system. But
in a nice way, in a very nice way.
He did a very good job last week, and we'll continue to see if we can keep knocking down the wins.
This is the last team we have not faced. We start over again next week, correct?
I believe that's the case.
I think that is the case out there. So we'll see what happens tonight. Very strategically located, too, at the lane. So that is a key as well. So we'll have that going for us tonight.
Yeah, that getting to that time of the year where indoor activities are plentiful. And if you'd like to...
Or your holiday party.
Holiday party, open bowling, league bowling, equipment questions. Andy Dirk's doing a great job in the clubhouse or the equipment room out there. Any questions at all, give him a call, 362-0136, or visit the website, maycitybowlcr.com.
We are both on tonight.
We are.
Yeah, we are both on and ready to go. So we'll see. Hopefully you stay hot out there. You've been rolling those 600s.
I've been all right, yeah.
Been doing good.
Yeah.
So far this year. So I'm on the comeback trail. We have an upward arrow next to the team right now. And that's always good to have.
It's always good to be trending.
Yeah. All right. We're going to take a break, come back 20 minutes past the hour at 3 o'clock, and we will talk with the one and only Mark Ironside when we come back. This is the Gym Class Wednesday edition coming your way, 1600 AM, 107.5, and 106.3 FM, KGYM. May City Bowl is always a good time, Dukes.
Even when we're not bowling so great, Scott.
Well, May City Bowl does it right. A full-service pro shop for serious bowlers.
And fun for everyone, like Glow Bowling Friday and Saturday nights.
Our team, the Rusty Nails, is in the adult league.
But they have leagues for every age and skill.
And you can call ahead for open lane times.
So whether you're leaguers or just want to have fun, it's always a great time at May City Bowl, off Williams Boulevard, Southwest in Cedar Rapids, the official sponsor of Bowling Night in America on the Gym.
Shifting gears is what it takes sometimes to move forward. PMX Industries in Cedar Rapids is looking for some special people like you who view life a bit differently. You're intrigued by the thought of working all night when the rest of the world isn't. You like the freedom and the pay night work offers, plus overtime. Shifting gears with PMX Overnight offers stellar health benefits with medical, dental, and vision, coupled with rock-solid retirement benefits. Working the overnight shift at PMX isn't for everyone, but shifting gears may be perfect for you. Learn more at ipmx.com.
First Federal Credit Union is proud to present Corridor High School Athletics on the Gym. First Federal Credit Union, financial solutions for the way you live. FirstFedCU.com.
Member NCUA and equal housing lender.
The Gym Class in the Gym. KGYM. Eastern Iowa Sports Talk Radio.
Back with you at 3:22, awaiting Mark Ironside's arrival here and his appearance brought to you by Kurt Gustafson Agency of American Family Insurance. And stop on by. Kurt had a suggestion for walk-up music as well that we'll ask him about coming up. So we'll see if that may be one that he might want to...
Kurt did, huh?
Yeah, Kurt did.
All right.
Yeah. And if you're in need of some insurance, if you're looking to maybe change, whatever the case may be, whatever your reasoning, we encourage you to stop on by Kurt's place just across from the Johnson Avenue Hy-Vee. Kurt Gustafson, American Family Insurance agent. And again, on the northwest side, just off Johnson Avenue, right across from the Johnson Avenue Hy-Vee. You can't miss it. Not too far away from our studios here on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids.
Stop in. See Kurt. Tell him we sent you.
Absolutely.
PGA Tour back in action tomorrow. The RSM Classic at Sea Island, Georgia. Home tournament essentially for Zach Johnson since he lives in the area. He will be going off at 9:10 tomorrow morning Central Time with Davis Love III and Webb Simpson. So Zach trying to do well in his... You're roughing me up already.
Already. It's happening already, man. It's already.
Is it 3:10 yet?
Yeah. It's good stuff here. Good stuff here. All right, Mark. Now, this is what America's been waiting for. All right.
Have you heard?
And I don't even know if those headphones work.
Really? I got my own headphones this year?
I don't know.
Maybe. If they work, huh?
Because we got to have you hear the music.
It was suggested to us yesterday that you have actual walk-in or walk-up music.
I do.
And we've been taking a lot of suggestions, but we've come up with something you will like.
Can you hear us?
I can hear you.
Cool. All right. Very good.
I'm really kind of curious to check this out now.
All right. You ready? This is today's walk-up music. Now, you can keep it if you like. You can veto it. You can come up with one of your own. Doesn't matter to us. We're just trying to, you know, we're trying to spruce things up here for 2017-18.
I never had walk-up music. They didn't do that when I was wrestling.
All right. Ready?
Yeah, I'm
here
ready.
Here we go.
Yeah. I like that. I like that a lot. I like my boy Tony Winkler.
So that's good?
I love it. Absolutely love it. I think that's perfect for me. Had Tony Winkler been a singer when we were in high school and college together, this could have been my walkout song. We'll take it right now for sure.
Yeah,
you cannot go wrong with Tony Winkler, The Last Ride, and Take You Down.
There you go. We did good.
That's awesome. Seen the video, Mark, is a big part of that video, as is Iowa Wrestling. It's just fantastic to watch and a great song. But we thought you'd like that better than Save a Horse, Ride a Cowboy.
I don't like that too, but
do you?
I do. I really, really do. I like the beat. I like the song, but I will definitely go with The Last Ride. And you know that I don't get credit on the CD or nothing, but I actually co-wrote that song. I helped.
Did you really?
I helped Tony write that song.
You got true so story. Many talents.
And it wasn't just like one little word or something. I mean, I helped him basically co-write it. So
I wondered if we had to ask permission of Tony, so we just asked your permission, basically.
I mean, I
it's
think
cool, that, right?
I, that's way yeah. cool. Okay. I think it's cool. Yeah. I don't think Tony would be upset by it at all whatsoever. You know, when that song came out, and a lot of people honestly don't even know about it yet, but when that song came out, it just honestly, you wouldn't believe the amount of emails that I got and messages on Facebook and the people, not just in Iowa, but all over the country, that was their song that they would run out to for their meets, for the high school meets, you know, when the guys running around the mats and stuff like that. That's, to me, that's so cool. I mean, that's what it's really all about. I wasn't a big fan of being basically the star in the video. When Tony said he wanted to do a video, I was like, cool, I'll get you down to Iowa. We'll get access. We'll do this and this and this, you know, and, you know, I mean, pop me in there here or there. But
right.
He basically made me like the star of the video. And I'm like, this is not what I signed up for. You know, this is I mean, we did the whole thing in one day, too. It was.
Really?
One-day
deal?
One-day shot.
It's about a 3.5, 4-minute song.
Yeah, and he hired the guy that he had to do it, like all the video work and everything. He hired out of, like, guy lives in Arizona. That's what he does. And, I mean, everything was, like, pretty professional. And Tony put a lot of effort, time and effort into that. And he actually came out with another song that's pretty close to that as well, too. And we actually sell those CDs at my store. Mm.
Very nice. So,
but, yeah, Tony... He did good work.
Have you seen Vision Quest?
Of course, the shoot. Loud Swain.
What song would you want to, if you had to choose from the Vision Quest soundtrack, which song would you like?
Lunatic Fringe.
Okay.
Ah,
there you go.
Our listeners were right on.
Yeah.
Red Rider.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I love that. I love
boy.
That. Very well, we found out more. We diving into the psyche of Mark Ironside. Great to have you back.
It's good to be back. I honestly, I apologize for being a little tardy today.
You got business.
Oh, yeah, it's a little crazy right now.
Yeah, you're getting into your crazy time, so no problems. No problems right there. We get college wrestling star. Actually, Luther had their tournament last week, and I think Iowa had 9 champions, something like that. But the Iowa City Duels, of course, come up this Friday. First real competition for the lineup for the Branzas.
Yeah, you know, and the Iowa City Duels in the past is, you know, catches some slack, as it probably should. You know, not being very, it's kind of lackluster, not being very, you know, dominating teams and so forth in there. But this year, North Dakota State and Buffalo, they bring a couple of good teams. So I'm looking forward. I mean, we're going to be tested for sure at some weights. This is probably the toughest Iowa City Duels that we've ever had. You know, obviously Cornell's not going to be much of a match for us, but North Dakota State and Buffalo. Buffalo's the surprise team. They've got some good guys on that team. So does North Dakota State, but you know, I think like any other year, it's kind of hard to get down there. It's kind of neat for me doing the radio, and people get to sit in their offices and be able to listen to it, you know, listen to me on the radio and so forth. So, because we always get a lot of text messages and people calling in and stuff, and that's kind of what the radio is for on a day like that when, you know, people are working. But I'm anxious to see it. You know, I mean, I'll be completely honest. I haven't been down in the room this year a couple of times, but not like on a regular basis. You know, it's. I'm just as anxious as anybody else to kind of watch the new guys perform. I'm very bummed and upset that we're not going to see Alex Marinelli in the lineup, and that's what really bums me out. I was so unbelievably excited to watch Alex Marinelli wrestle this year, and I don't know really exactly what the status is right now, but he's out right now with a knee deal, and we're not going to see him. Caleb Young dropped down from 74 down to 65, so he'll be at 65 for us. So, and Gunther up at 74, and Joey Gunther will do fine there as well too. But I don't know. Instead of me just talking, I'll let you guys ask questions.
No, there's some holes in this lineup compared to last year. And while a lot of years I will reload, is it fair to say this is a rebuilding year?
Yeah. I mean, you can say it.
With Iowa being rated eighth and ninth right now.
Yeah, I mean, we lose five starters from last year and All-Americans. We don't really have two returning All-Americans. We don't have a lot of points coming back. So, you know, rebuilding's a term that a lot of people, you know, use and so forth or whatever. But, yeah, we're going to rebuild. But I don't think it's going to take a whole lot. I mean, we got guys which I was hoping, Alex Marinelli coming in, Vince Turk coming in, Caleb Young coming in. We got Sam Stoll back and healthy, you know, looking as good as ever.
Spencer Lee.
Spencer Lee is he's a question. He's the main question right now amongst everybody. And it sounds like he's going to wrestle. Probably like what they do with a lot of red shirts is they don't wrestle them the first half of the season. They let them concentrate kind of on their school and get that first semester under their belt. And then after finals is over, they'll go to the Midlands, wrestle unattached. And then from there, that's kind of a really good test to see if you want to kind of pull them out or not. It sounds like they're going to pull him out. Sounds like it's pretty much a done deal. The shirt's pretty much already off. I know that he wants to wrestle. Obviously, Tom wants him to wrestle. But I don't know. There's a lot of different ways you could look at it. Whether I agree with it or not, it's what it is. What it is, I guess, is the best way to put it.
What is the lineup look like right now? What did Iowa Wrestling send out? You got it right there.
Well, I know that Justin Stickley, who was at Wisconsin last year, he transferred to Iowa. His sister actually is a manager for Iowa Wrestling. He's going to be at 125 right now. He's a tough little scrapper. I mean, it's not like we don't have anybody there since Gilman graduated. I mean, the kid's, you know, he's pretty decent. And then obviously at 133, we got Paul Glenn or Philip Laux. Glenn beats Laux in the wrestle-offs. Laux, you know, wins the tournament last weekend handily. So I think Laux is probably the way that they're going to go there the most of the time. At 133, but you know, Laux, you take a guy like Laux. You know, last year when we wrestled Ohio State and Tomasello, who's the defending national champion at 125, but he's up to 33, Laux goes out there last year and wrestles him a 5-3 match. I mean, Laux is pretty good. He's pretty salty. He's been in the lineup for us. He's gone on a lot of road trips with us. I mean, he's no stranger to the rain. So it's not like we don't have anybody at 25 or 33. 41, like I talked about, Vince Turk, he's pretty much solidified that position right there. He probably would have been in there last year for us, but he tore out his shoulder. So I'm anxious to see him wrestle. I know the kid's ornery. He's one of those guys that just, you know, you better be ready and wrestle him because he can let the fur fly. He's explosive, and he's a real quiet kid, but, you know, you get him on a wrestling mat, and you better respect him, and he might catch you sleeping. You got to be ready to go and wrestle that guy. And then, obviously, Brandon Sorensen, Michael Kemmer return. Those are our two return All-Americans. That's a pretty good middle of your lineup. If Marinelli was healthy, that would be awesome having him at 65, Young at 74, but we're not really Marinelli and Young. I mean, both those guys are pretty much the same, so we're not really out anything there at 65. But 74, Gunther wrestled for us last year, did really well actually. He'll be at 74, but I think we normally with Marinelli at 65, and then Caleb Young at 74, we'd have a better team there, a stronger team, I should say. But it's, again, it's not like Gunther is just, you know, where we're just going to go out and basically give up six every time by any means. We're going to win a lot of wrestling matches mm-hmm. there and score some points. 84, you got Mitch Bowman. 97, Cash Wilkie. Cash Wilkie was our 97-pounder last year. And then you got Sam Stoll, you know. 84, Mitch Bowman, you know, he'll be fun to watch. He'll go out and scrap it up, you know. But that's an area that, you know, we've got some growing to do there.
Be nice if Stoll had a healthy season to you know, see what
sure
he
would.
Could do.
It sure would.
He'd like
you know?
That too.
it would really be nice to have a healthy Sam Stoll going into our postseason for a change this year. I think that would really not just help out Sam Stoll, but it would also help out the team and give him a lot to kind of go on. You know, but if they do throw Spencer Lee in there at 25, and you got a healthy Sam Stoll, and a Marinelli could get healthy and come back, which I don't know if he will or not. You know, I mean, we could have a team that goes in there and competes, whether no matter what people think or not. We got a team that could compete for a national title, believe it or not, even against a team like Penn State, who has five returning national champions.
It's Penn State, they're number one. Mm-hmm. There's no doubt. Are they head and shoulders above everyone else? I mean, Ohio State slotted in there. I mean, even Okie State's down to like 5 or 6 right now, which is a little bit low for them.
Well,
you talked about Rutgers. Rutgers is now in the top 10.
Yeah, the thing is you go off of basically they just go off of the preseason rankings, go off of returning points coming back from nationals, and Iowa just graduated a bunch. And when you got Penn State, who's got five returning national champions, obviously they're a lock for that number one spot. You know, but it's a long wrestling season. And as you know from Penn State last year, who lost Suriano, their 25-pounder, to an ankle injury. So they had five national champs last year and didn't even have like the number two or three ranked 25-pounder in the country in their lineup. Just think if they would have had him in the lineup. But he's not there at the school anymore. He transferred. They released him. They transferred, and he is now wrestling for Rutgers. So, which is why they got one of our top recruits in Brady Teske. Out of Fort Dodge, is going to Penn State, is because once, you know, we got Spencer Lee, he didn't want to start behind Spencer Lee for, you know, 4 years, basically. And Siriano left Penn State, and Penn State was on him. You know, that was kind of an opportunity for him to still go compete for a Big Ten school, which is, you know, that's a big draw. Obviously, Penn State being, you know, who they are right now. And then with the main guy, Siriano, transferring, that's a big opportunity there for a guy like Teske. So you can't really blame the guy for going there.
What do you think of the schedule?
I like it.
You're going back to the Midlands.
Yep.
You've got
some good home duels.
Yep.
Okie State's a big one. Minnesota. I don't have it right in front of me. But
no, you and I, though.
I just don't get that. You know, we sit here and talk about that every year, this time of year. I just don't get it. I don't understand that for the life of me, and it irritates me. You know, I don't know what's going on there, to be honest with you. I thought I knew, but in my opinion, both sides and schools kind of have to grow up and whatever it is, put it all aside and just make it a deal where you wrestle every single year and you just go and wrestle each other. I just don't understand how. And what really makes me mad about this, it's not about, hey, I just like to wrestle you and I. But to me, it's about a promotion of the sport, especially in the state of Iowa. They talk about Pennsylvania being the number one capital in America for the high school wrestling right now. Well, by not wrestling you and I in Iowa and we're this close to each other, whether it's at the McLeod Center, they sell it out, or Carver-Hawkins Arena and we get at least 10,000 people in there. Think about all those people that are missing out on opportunity to watch a lot of Iowa natives wrestle. A lot of kids that could be going, that are in kids clubs, that would be going to these matches and watching and dreaming about wrestling in an Iowa Hawkeye singlet, or dreaming about wrestling in a UNI singlet, or just dreaming about wrestling in that dual meet. And that's what kind of gets me a little bit, is some selfishness, I think, going on a little bit right now. And the fact that they're not looking at the promotion of the sport and what's good for the sport in general and the state of Iowa. And to me, it should be so easy too. I mean, it's not like we got to travel, you know, to Montana to wrestle them. I mean, they're in our own backyard. And, you know, and I'm not saying it's Iowa's fault or UNI's fault. I think, you know, it falls on both of them. But I just wish that they could put whatever it is aside and just do it. And you know, if you and I doesn't want to wrestle some year because they're down, so be it. You're going to have years where you're down and you're going to get your butt kicked by Iowa. That's how it goes. And then if Iowa doesn't want to wrestle them because some years their team's not as good as what sometimes it normally is, and all of a sudden you and I has a good team and it could be a close dual meet, you know what? So be it. You're going to have meets like that. You're going to have years like that. You just got to go out there. You put it on the schedule every single year like it used to be.
Yep.
And they can say that, well, you only have so many dates. You know what? Both our schools wrestle. You and I wrestle meets throughout the season, especially early in the season, that we could easily take off our schedule. And Iowa State wrestles you and I every year. I just don't know why we wrestle Iowa State every year. I just don't know why we can't do it. It's just, like I said, bottom line, it comes down to where it does nothing but grow the sport, and that's what it should be about.
Very much so.
Would you rather see you and I or Oklahoma State on the schedule?
Oklahoma State.
Yeah.
No Ryder. Not anything against Ryder.
Yeah, I mean, that's a perfect example, you know, Ryder, you know, and you know, we've had other schools come in, or like, I don't know, we just, every year you can kind of go down the line, we always have a school like that, but you and I would be a great one. It's not like, and the other thing is too, is, you know, you do it home and away, even on the year that it's an away meet, it's not like you got to travel, get on an airplane and fly somewhere, or even leave the day before, you know, you leave the day of, you miss one day of school, and that's it, and It's so convenient, and I don't know. And you and I, they got a great team right now. Doug Schwab, this is, I'll tell you what.
They're top 10?
Well, they're 13 right now, I believe. They're looking to get that first top 10 finish for his career. And this team that they have right now and for the next few years is going to be pretty darn good. And Doug better really do well with this team that he has right now, because now that Kevin Dresser's in the house, you know, it's going to make it even tougher on Doug, you know, to recruit. There's no doubt about it. And it's going to make it tougher on everybody. So I think Doug's got a good nucleus of athletes in the room right now. And basically you need to make hay while the sun's shining. And this year, next year, and the following year are going to be the years for him to do that. And if he does that, that's really going to help him compete at the recruiting level, you know, with teams like Iowa and Iowa State. He has to. He has to be successful these next 2 to 3 years.
How about Kevin Dresser before we let you go here? Already making changes over there. Kind of put the hammer down. And he knew he had to do that. And the guys saw in the room that this was going to be a different regime. It wasn't going to be like it used to be. And he wants to get guys in there, they're going to fight. And they've already had one guy,
Vega,
leave for Arizona again. And
yep, go back home. They said he was homesick, I guess, so to speak. Whether, you know, he was homesick or whatever, I don't know. You know, maybe he just wasn't used to accustomed. I know a lot of those guys were not accustomed to working this hard as they are right now, as they were under, you know, Kevin Jackson. And I know that they went in, they cleaned house, they got rid of quite a few guys to start with. They've changed the culture in there. But they're going through some growing pains right now. Those coaches, I think, are starting to figure out right now that, hey, it's not as easy as just throwing a billion-dollar coaching staff together, basically, and that's just going to win you national titles. I mean, there's a lot more to it than that, and I think they're starting to figure that out. And it's not going to just happen overnight. It's gonna take, you know, a few years. But I like the fact that Dresser's there. I like the fact that Metcalf and St. John and Zadik are there. I like it a lot. I think, you know, iron sharpens iron. And I think that, it's great for the sport. And I think it's great for the state of Iowa. And, and I think, you know, when I look back to when I was a kid or guys like even Tom and Terry when they were kids and they go to a meet or something, that's what they dream about. That's what you look at. It's like these athletes right now at these schools are like giants. They're heroes to these first, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth graders. I mean, they're heroes to them. And that's what we got to remember. And you provide entertainment for these guys. And I think that, you know, having Dresser in there and the staff that he's put together and the marketing genius that he is, I think he'll really do a good job, you know, with that. So
more to come on wrestling in the ensuing weeks. And Mark, a couple things. Number one, I'd like you to bring in a little more intensity next week. and number two, a tip of the hat to Dick Briggs, your old coach, who suggested that walk-up music to me yesterday.
Yeah. Nice. Thanks. Yeah. Thank you, coach. I did see that his son Kyle, which is pretty cool, wrestling for Wartburg. Kyle Briggs won his first college wrestling match this past weekend, and it was kind of cool, too, that Keith Pullman, Briggs' old teammate, was the referee, who's an outstanding college referee, was able to ref the match. So I like seeing stuff like that, you know. So
That's good stuff. That is good stuff. All right. All right, we'll let you get back to it, man.
All right, thanks, fellas. I appreciate it. And come next Wednesday, I promise, well, I'll do everything I can to be on time. And we'll actually have some results to talk about.
Yeah, yes, we will.
See?
I like that. I like that. Thanks, Mark.
You got it. We'll see you, fellas. Good luck tonight.
All right. Mark Ironside's appearance brought to you by Kurt Gustafson, Agency of American Family Insurance. We'll take a break. Chris List of RotoWire.com and your fantasy football questions coming up after this.
Not available in all states.
Thank you for calling Reese and Irby's, the future of frozen yogurt.
Are you the robot people?
Reese and Irby's Froyo robots? Yes, ma'am. Our Froyo robots serve 7 different flavors of delicious frozen yogurt with up to 6 delicious toppings all within 60 seconds. We place our robots all over the country. Malls, theaters, theme parks, almost anywhere people want an amazing treat. It's the future of frozen yogurt.
And you sell these robots?
That's right. Whether you're looking for a full or part-time turnkey business, Reese and Irby's Froyo robots are available as a unique franchise opportunity across the United States.
And how do I find great locations for my robots?
Well, actually, we do that for you. Your robots go into high-traffic, secured locations, engage with customers daily, deliver amazing Froyo experiences to customers, and you collect the profits. They work so you don't have to.
Well, I definitely want my own Froyo robots. How do I get them?
It's easy. Just go to FroyoFranchising.com and enter promo code 9494. That's FroyoFranchising.com, promo code 9494. Locations are going fast, so don't wait. Again, that's FroyoFranchising.com, promo code 9494.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-222-9133. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-222-9133. That's 800-222-9133. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-222-9133. 800-222-9133.
3:46. Thanks to Mark Ironside for joining us. His appearance brought to you by Kurt Gustafson, Agency of American Family Insurance. We shift gears from wrestling to football, and your questions are welcome for Chris at 319-366-1600. That is Hertzina Stocker Jewelers text line. You can also reach us via the phone lines at 319-366-1600 as Chris joins us here on the Wednesday edition of the program. Good afternoon, Chris. How you doing?
Good evening, Scott. What's going on?
My Chiefs face your Giants this weekend, and I told Mark before the show, I'm afraid that the Giants are going to put everything together one out of these 17 weeks, and I'm just hoping it's not this weekend.
Yeah, that's kind of paranoid, I would say. pretty bad. I actually picked them against the spread. It's 10.5, and I have Chiefs 27-17, or maybe it's 31-21. I think the Giants really have moved the ball against them. The Chiefs' defense really isn't very good without Eric Berry. I think Eric Berry, that loss is so huge. You can throw on the Chiefs, you can run on them. But Andy Reid designs a really good game plan, especially coming off a bye, and that Giants' defense is pretty terrible. I think they're going to tear them apart.
Texts and phone calls flying in already. We'll get to Jeff in Cedar Rapids. But on the text line, 7966, Chris needs two in a non-PPR, DeMarco Murray, Mixon, or Derrick Henry. Who are you going to sit?
Definitely, I'd probably go both Titans and sit Mixon because he's got a really tough matchup, but I could see if you want more upside, you could go Henry and Mixon.
So, same text here. Which tight end has more upside the rest of the way, Greg Olsen or Jimmy Graham?
Olsen's hurt.
I think Graham has more upside. I think Olsen, you know, he's got to come back from his injury, the foot injury. He's got to prove that he's healthy. He'll get a lot of yards. But Jimmy Graham has just been like a red zone machine the last few years. I think Graham has more.
By the way, Chris's appearance brought to you by I'm On Communications. They are the official sponsor of all things fantasy football here on KGIM. Let's go to Jeff in Cedar Rapids with a question. Good afternoon, Jeff.
Hi, guys. Say, I've got Dak Prescott or Alex Smith.
PPR or non-PPR?
PPR.
All right, thanks.
I'm going to say that it's pretty close. I think Alex Smith is kind of safer, though. You know, Philly good, and if Tyron Smith isn't playing, you saw that Dak Prescott was kind of under assault. So I think Alex Smith has a very safe 2-touchdown, 240-yard game and 30, 40 yards rushing. So I'll say Smith.
0656 needs a flex, Chris, in a half-point PPR league. Crabtree against New England or Deion Lewis against Oakland?
It's a close call. You say full PPR?
Half-point PPR.
I'm going to say Lewis, but it's 50-50.
79-66. Should I trade Funchess and Olsen for Ajayi? Is that a good trade or not?
I mean, depends on circumstances, but no, not on faith, it's not.
Doesn't sound like it.
Blind luck last week, Chris. I picked up Robert Woods. What do you expect the rest of the year?
I mean, he's good. You know, he kind of reminds me of Doug Baldwin. Doug Baldwin was kind of a secondary or tertiary receiver for several years, and then all of a sudden he became the number one. I'm getting a Doug Baldwin vibe for him. So, yes, I think it's sustainable. It's a good offense, and he's their number one guy.
319-366-1600 as Chris List joins us, courtesy of I'm On Communications.
PPR League, Darkwa or Jordy Nelson, Chris?
Darkwa. Jordy's toast.
All right, 97-82, he needs one in a standard league. Cooks, Michael Thomas, or Alshon Jeffrey?
Cooks, for sure.
14-55, Latavius Murray or Joe Mixon in a standard league?
I'm going to say Latavius Murray.
82-58, my QB2 is Tyrod Taylor, who obviously got benched. Pick up Bortles or Eli this week?
I think Bortles this week. But, you know, it's close. No, I'm going to say Eli. I'll say Eli. So, it's 50-50. Well, I was looking at our guys' ranking, 17 and 18.
Yeah.
Ranked this week.
708 area code. Alex Collins or Latavius Murray this week as an RB2?
I would probably take Alex Collins.
Which of these should I pick up to fill in on my bye week? Martavis Bryant, Dontrell Inman, or Corey Coleman?
I think for this week, I would go with Inman. Long term, Bryant has ridiculous upside, but he may never get a chance to play enough. And then Coleman does too, but he's going to be a wait and see. So for this week, Inman.
I never know the answer to this one. 97-61. Most reliable defenses they have down the stretch.
You know, you really got to look at the schedule game by game, and there may be a defense that has two or three easy matchups. You know, for this week, obviously, Jacksonville is pretty good. Arizona is pretty good. The Chiefs, you can always, you know, the Giants, you can always pick on. The Chargers, I like. So, but you're going to have to just look at the schedule.
48-15 has a question, but he may be bragging. Need one, Stafford, Derek Carr, or Carson Wentz?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, a little bit of bragging. I'll go Wentz against Dallas, and he's just been so good. But it's close. I think he and Carr are pretty close.
72-95 is in a PPR league. Needs one of the following: Juju, Matt Jones, or Marquise Lee?
Who's Matt Jones? Which Jones?
Matt Jones Jr., it says.
Marvin Jones, maybe?
I think it's Marvin. It's got to be Marvin,
it's gotta be
isn't
Marvin,
it?
Yeah.
You remember Matt Jones, right? He was the guy who was the first-round pick by the Jaguars a few years back. I think he had, like, a drug problem. Marquise Lee, Marvin Jones, or who's the last one?
Smith-Schuster.
Ooh, we have him ranked, like, back-to-back-to-back. I'm going to say Marquise Lee on a hunch, and Juju Smith-Schuster.
Bortles or Keenum?
I'm going to say Keenum.
37-56 needs one of these running backs in a standard league, Chris. Miller, Lewis, Darkwa, or Coleman?
Lewis, Darkwa, or Coleman. I'm going to use Darkwa.
Always interesting when you have the IDP questions. 0255 needs two. Geno Atkins, Akeem Hicks, or Ndamukong Suh?
You know what? I have one IDP league, and I like research every week for that one position. But I do not want to give you bad advice. You really got to look at like who's, you know, been in on the tackles more, and what teams run the most plays that it'll give them the most chances to make tackles. I don't want to give you bad advice, so I'm going to pass on that one.
86-50, Mariota or Phillip Rivers?
I would take I'd take Rivers. I think. Make sure he's playing.
17-53, Goff or Matty Ice?
Tough matchup for Goff, but I'm still probably taking him over Matt Ryan in Seattle.
Similar question, 81-80, Goff or Russell Wilson in a non-PPR?
Russell Wilson.
86-50, Tennessee defense. Easy schedule after tomorrow.
Yeah, but they're not very good. So, I mean, you can use a weak defense in a bad matchup, but I don't know. You have to be desperate.
91-36, should I pick up Greg Olsen and drop Martavis Bryant?
Yes.
How about Bennett now that he's a Patriot? That's a very interesting situation.
They miraculously healed his shoulder.
Yes.
Making the change of scenery. With Gronk healthy, I think, you know, he may get a few touchdowns, but I don't see a reason to pick him up.
35-60, maybe bragging as well. He needs two in a PPR league among these receivers. Again, two, Chris. Julio Jones, A.J. Green, Hopkins, or Watkins?
I guess I'm going Julio Jones because there's no Richard Sherman. And then I guess I'm going Hopkins for the targets, but he's got a tough matchup. You may see a lot of Patrick Peterson.
Rudolph, Fedorowicz, or Bennett?
Rudolph.
70-99 is in a PPR and needs two. Amari Cooper, Jordy Nelson, Demaryius Thomas, or Adam Thielen?
Thielen and Cooper.
Thielen can't do that again, can he? He single-handedly beat me.
He's been great all year. He's really had a great year, and he was actually great for the second half of last year, too. So,
last text, and we'll... I'm sorry, Chris. Last text, and we'll let you go. 53-92 is in a PPR league. Goff or Carr?
I'll go Carr against the Pats, thinking he may get into a shootout.
All right. Hey, Chris, appreciate all the advice all the time. And if people want more, like I said, your rankings out there, they can go put in all the stuff for their league and see the rankings. How do they do that?
Yeah, it's rotowire.com/trial. It's a free 10-day trial. You don't need a credit card. If you enjoy this segment, you want to get your start sit questions answered. It's answered implicitly, either through our Ask an Expert service or on the site itself, rotowire.com/trial.
All right. Hey, have a great weekend, but I'm going to have to root against your Giants this weekend, Chris.
Yeah, so am I. I want a good pick. I want a good draft.
All right. Thanks, Chris. 357. Before we set sail here today, we need to give away a Dr. Pepper prize pack. 24-pack of regular Dr. Pepper or Diet Dr. Pepper, some KGYM swag or some Dr. Pepper swag. 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. And Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn is next.
At American Family Insurance, we help protect what you've achieved so you can fearlessly go after your dreams. For auto, home, business, and life, contact us today. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly.